Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm so excited to introduce our awesome guest for the day, Laetitia Alto. Laetitia, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm really excited to get to hopefully contribute to everyone listening today.
Absolutely. Well, I've been, you know, you guys have been on my radar for a long time and I love what you're doing and I know the listeners are going to love it too. So Laetitia and her partner are the owners of Semi-Retired MD. So they're both also physicians, they're real estate investors and bloggers. And they started investing in cash flowing real estate in 2015 and have since grown their personal portfolio to over 125 units. So they help doctors learn how to invest in real estate to achieve financial freedom. And I'm really excited to go into some more details about that. So why don't you start us off, Laetitia, by sharing a bit of background on yourself and why and how you got into real estate investing in the first place?
Sure, I'm happy to. So I was actually just following the traditional doctor route, just working my W-2 income, you know, and job, and kind of had that path laid out in front of me, and met my husband, who is kind of more of a serial entrepreneur and had been investing in real estate since 2001 and had been doing appreciation plays and actually had gotten caught in 2008 in the downturn with multiple kind of A-class properties, condos, and raw land, and had, you know, had gotten rid of a lot of his real estate at that point. But when we got together, we actually read Rich Dad Poor Dad. And that just kind of changed everything for me because I had never thought of myself as an employee. And all of a sudden, I saw that I was an employee and I saw that this path was going to continue the way it was with me working for money for the rest of my life if I didn't do something differently. Mm-hmm. And so as I was reading it, I got so excited that I dragged him into reading it out loud with me. And we read it out loud together over the course. We were on this trip in New Zealand. We were just in a camper van and we were freedom camping, which you're not supposed to do, right? And so we didn't have plugs half the time. Uh-huh. We didn't have electricity. And so we couldn't watch TV. We couldn't do anything like that. So we're just reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad out loud to each other. And by the time we were about halfway through that book, we're like, oh, we're real estate investors. Like, this is what we're going to do with our money. And previous to that, we had actually been looking for primary residences in Seattle area where we were living. And we were putting in offers and we were getting outbid. And this was in 2015, like, there was actually bidding wars even back then for primary residences. And so once we read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, we're like, we're real estate investors now. We don't need a primary residence. We're going to take all our money and we're going to put it only towards cash flowing rentals, things that put money in our pockets, right? We're only buying assets. And that's literally what we did. We pivoted completely. And within probably 3-6 months, we realized there was also this thing called real estate professional status, which is a tax status that really allows you to be able to turn losses from your real estate instead of making them passive into active losses. And so we actually had Kenji cut back to half time as a doctor so that he and bought enough real estate that first year so that he could actually get real estate professional. And that was the first year that we sheltered all of our income from taxes and paid no federal income taxes. And we've done that every year for the last 7 years. And so that's really changed our trajectory of growth and allowed us to get bigger and bigger. And you said 125 units, it's actually now over 150.
Nice.
Just because we've been growing our portfolio with 1031 exchanges and cash out refis so much the last few years because those properties we bought in 2015 and forced appreciation are now worth so much more.
For sure. I love so much about that story. And in particular, your strategy of having one of you cut down to halftime. I mean, I'm just thinking about so many sort of doctor couples that I know where, you know, that could be a good way for them because obviously there's potentially a lot of debt that comes with being in a medical career and then, you know, obviously the long hours, et cetera. So I'm really curious to dive more into that at some point. In fact, why don't we just talk about that right now? So for the listeners who aren't familiar with real estate tax professional status, describe that. And then also how you were able to shelter all of your income by having one of you half-time.
Sure. I love talking about taxes. So I'm not a CPA. I can just tell you obviously what I've done. And so real estate professional, greater than 50% of your time has to be spent in real estate. And so what we had to do was we had to make sure Kenji did more time in real estate than he was as a doctor. And so that's why for us, it meant he had to cut down to at least half time. And then even in later years, he ended up actually just shifting and being a moonlighter. But we've seen some doctors who are like nocturnists who only work 10 days a month be able to actually do more in real estate. But usually it's really tough to do as a full-time job, work a full-time job plus do more in real estate because you're effectively, you have to work more than two full-time jobs. So it doesn't really work very well. And so what we did was we ended up having him cut back to halftime. We thought, you know, the tax benefits are going to equal a lot of making up his salary, but whatever doesn't, at least he'll have more time and not be working so hard. So he cut back to halftime. We went out and we bought 12 units that first year, duplexes and a one fourplex. And with that, we were able to get the second part of it, which is, so you have to do greater than 50% of your time in real estate. You have to do more than 750 hours. And if you're doing 1,000 hours as a doctor, you have to do 1,001, right? And then we were able to meet the second part of the criteria, which is 500 hours of material participation on your own properties. And so that's what we did. And all of a sudden we were able to now have real estate professional, all of our losses were going to be active losses to shelter active income. And we did a ton of rehabbing. That's what we did, a lot of rehabbing, because back then there wasn't 100% bonus depreciation. So we did straight line depreciation and we rehabbed, and that's how we created losses to shelter income.
Okay, interesting. So just to backtrack on one of that. So because Kenji had real estate tax professional status and because you two were married, then you were able to, how did that mean you could offset all of your like MD income?
Yeah, it's for married couples. Only one person has to have the status.
Okay.
And so he had the status and I continued to work as a hospitalist full time.
And did you have enough income or losses to count against your active income?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. And can you just, I mean, I don't know how much detail you can go into, but how did you, you know, make that happen? And you were saying you did a lot of rehab, right?
We did a ton of rehabbing. Yeah. We just,
so all those expenses.
Yeah. That's how we generated a lot of losses was, mm-hmm. was expensing a lot of the rehabs and then straight line depreciation as well. And somehow we were managed to do it. So, and then when bonus depreciation came in, it got a lot easier, right? A lot easier.
Yeah, for sure. Very, very cool. So what advice would you have for, you know, let's say some high net worth individuals, busy professionals who are considering like, maybe I'm going to get burned out and maybe I should think about other ways to have income because I don't know how long I'm going to last. Like, where would you suggest they start?
So I think that's one of the realizations we came to is it's really risky to have only one source of income, which is your day job. And it now makes me nervous when I think about how we were actually in that situation for a long time. And so I think with starting, always the best thing you can do is surround yourself by the right people. And so I think community is really, really important. Tony Robbins has a saying that's, you know, you are the average of the five people you hang out with. And it's really true. And so if you're hanging out with people who aren't in real estate, who aren't doing much in their time off, they're just sitting around, then that's going to be the tendency with just inertia that that's what you're going to spend your time doing. So ideally you get a mentor who's done exactly what you want to do and you can kind of walk in their footsteps, but also surrounding yourself with people who are dreaming bigger, thinking bigger, who are ideally in real estate as well and have some of the skills and teachings that they can pass on to you. I think that's probably the way to get farthest fastest in real estate.
Yeah, for sure. That does make a lot of sense. And what about just like the realization that, you know, you want to build wealth in real estate? Like, how do you find that most people come to that real? Maybe they come to you already having made that realization, but what have been some triggers that you've seen?
It's usually pain. Uh-huh. It's usually, yeah, I think that's one of the greatest motivators for all of us. It was pain for me. It was, we were both working full-time and actually more than full-time. And we were not seeing each other very much. We were scheduling our days together like a month out. We're just like, we're going to have kids at some point. And how are we going to manage all of this? So it comes usually from pain of being burnt out. Most actually like almost half of doctors are burnt out. And then we work with a lot of other high income professionals, lawyers, dentists, and they're burnt out too. And yeah, and sometimes having a why that's a positive thing, they want to spend more time with their families. They want to spend more time with their kids. They want to be able to travel and go on vacation. They want to just have that time freedom as well. That's the positive motivators. But oftentimes one of the major motivators is the pain of working too much, lack of control, and not feeling appreciated, feeling like a cog in the system that motivates people to make changes.
Yeah, for sure. Interesting. And so when you are helping people first get started in real estate, what do you find are some of the things that kind of work to help people get the ball rolling and make their first investments?
It always comes down to the why. I think the why is what pulls you up the hill. And so that's actually, we have a course and the whole first module is just mindset work. Because if you can identify why you want to do something, then the how becomes less important. And I think people get really wrapped up in the how first and they get overwhelmed and they're looking and they don't know where to start and there's so much stuff to do. And it kind of leads to analysis paralysis. But if you have the why first, why do you want to do this? Why do you want to create another source of income that's going to free you to work in your job? You know, is it you want to spend that time with your family? You want to start a charity and, you know, feed a million people? If maybe you want to work in medicine as a volunteer, like if you have a very strong why, every challenge that comes your way, you can get through because you know why you're doing it. And challenges will come in real estate. It's never going to be all roses and daisies every day. There are going to be challenges. Things are going to happen. And so you have to have that strong why to get through those challenges. And the strong why is also what gets you started too.
Yeah, absolutely. What was it for you? I mean, I know you've touched on this before, but if you could crystallize it, like, and how do you remind yourself of that?
So I actually created kind of a why in my mind that was very, very clear to me and almost tactile and tied to emotion. Because if you tie your why to your emotion, then you feel it. And so my why was having this Italian villa and having my family and all my friends around a big dinner table and being able to host them and be able to produce my own olive oil to serve to them and being able to have people around me as much as I wanted. Like I had that time freedom and they had that time freedom. That's what I wanted. And I wanted that connection time. And when Kenji asked me very early on in a relationship, you know, what do you want with no limitations? That's what I said. I want to be a better host. I want to be a host who takes care of people. And so I see that vision in my mind. And this is a year that we're going to Europe and I'm going to start looking for my Italian villa. And that still drives me, definitely. But I will say also the other thing that now drives me is seeing other people's success, seeing people I've taught and they have success. It's incredible. You feel that success like your success. That's now what drives me too. So now I have two drivers.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
For sure. I mean, I love so much about that. I love the crystal clear vision that you have, like, you know, to be able to just encapsulate your vision within, I mean, your everything that you want within this one image of, like, you know, you guys all sitting around the dinner table in your Italian villa and, you know, having used olive oil from your place. And I love how that vision can kind of encapsulate so much about what it is your why is. And I also really liked how, you know, you want them to have that time freedom too, right? Because I mean, as somebody who, you know, like me and you, we've worked really hard to have time freedom and to not necessarily be locked down to a job or have multiple streams of income. But the people that I love don't necessarily have that. And I just love that you're roping them into that too. Like I want them to have that time freedom too. And of course, with your courses and helping people do it for themselves and then being driven by your students' success, of course, that's just another amazing thing. So yeah.
Well, I think that if you get time freedom yourself and you're home all alone by yourself, that's not a joyful life for me. I'm very social. So I want everyone around me to have that ability so that I can spend the time and do things with them. And so, yeah, that's part of that vision for sure.
Totally. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. My partner also has some, he also works in real estate. And so it's just, I feel like that's just really special, actually, like both have both people be really oriented towards that kind of freedom. Yeah. Do you find that you end up working with a lot of couples?
Yes. Yeah. Couples are definitely attracted to us because we're couples, we're a couple, and we teach the course and we teach everything we do together. And, but we actually have a huge contingent of single women as well, because, you know, physicians are incredibly strong people. And there are a lot of women who are, you know, physicians, maybe they're single by choice, maybe their partners have died. We've had a contingent of widows actually go through our course too, and they get stuff done. You know, they can build whole real estate portfolios while juggling a job and multiple kids. And it's incredible to see. But I would say, yes, we collect a lot of couples, but we collect a lot of just strong individual women too. And that's very unusual, right? Within real estate, it's very few women, but our followership is over 70% women.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's, I think just because there are so few women in real estate.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So I want to also hear more about your story of how, I think it was, you said 3 years that you were able to reach some milestone. Can you talk about that and just the nuts and bolts of how that happened?
Yeah. So when we first started, we set the goal of replacing both our clinical incomes in 7 years. And what happened was about 3 years in, we realized that we had enough money that we could go live in a lower cost of living place, and we didn't need anything else anymore. We didn't need to replace both our clinical incomes. We were like, free. And actually, when we reached that point, it was really great to feel that way, because now I could suddenly make choices that weren't reliant. Like, I was in a job and I was like, I don't want to work full time anymore. And I had that option to say, I'm not going to, I'm going to move somewhere else so that I can work half time. But at the same time, we totally lost our drive, because like, what are we doing this for? Like, maybe we should be a little less risky. Like, my husband even said, like, well, we should just stay small because it's what we know. Like, let's not go buy bigger properties. We don't know it. It's higher risk. We already have all this good stuff going for us. Why would we venture out and take more risk? And so we kind of hit this part where it was kind of like, what are we doing? You know, and it felt a little bit unfulfilled because we didn't really have a goal anymore. And then what happened was we kind of realized that we wanted to go bigger. And if you can go bigger, you can do more for the world, right? And then around then is when we started a blog to teach other physicians how to do it, which we found was the most fulfilling thing, because now we had a purpose and we were growing, because we had to go learn more. We had, in order to teach, you've got to learn, right? And you've got to become even more expert in what you're doing. And so all of a sudden it pushed us to be better. We had that growth and we had that purpose of contributing to others. And so starting the blog was also a big, big deal for us in getting us out of that almost slump where we're like, what are we doing? And just saying, you know what, let's just keep growing. Let's do bigger things. Like, this was all a limiting belief that we couldn't try new things. And now we have to try new things for our community because we can take the risk to lead.
Yeah, for sure. So I just want to get clear on, so when you say you were in a slump, it was because you had moved into, I think, did you say a lower cost of living place? And so you were kind of like maintaining, is that right?
No, we realized we didn't have to push anymore. That's why we realized we could move to a low cost of living place and survive on what our real estate income was coming in. We didn't need to work as doctors anymore. And because we had reached that goal, so I think it's always nice for us high achievers to keep going and have something else we're doing. And I think at a certain point, when you have enough money, you're like, what am I doing this for me? Like, it doesn't make any sense anymore because you don't need more money. You really don't. And then you have to come up with another reason if you want to keep growing, you want to keep pushing. And actually growth, I really do believe, is part of fulfillment. If you're not growing, I don't think you feel good. You feel kind of restless. And so we really actually needed to keep growing. We just needed to figure out the reason. And the reason is for our community. And the reason is because if we grow our portfolio bigger and bigger, we can actually do more for the world too. We can affect change through charity, through just having our voice be heard and make a difference for others. And it's not just about us and our family anymore. It's far bigger. And that gave us purpose again.
For sure. Yes. I mean, I think that makes so much sense. And I like what you said about, you know, once you achieve a goal, once you start becoming a person who sets goals and achieve them, then knowing that once you achieve that goal, you're going to have to set another goal, or at least, because otherwise there will be kind of a letdown. Like, what am I doing this for now? Right. Because you've achieved your why. And I also agree that like growth and contribution, I mean, you know, I also follow Tony Robbins, and those are two of our most meaningful needs, right? I forget what he calls them, but one of our six human needs.
Yeah, he calls them the six human needs. So that's also part of what happened was we went to a Tony Robbins event and we signed up for Platinum, both of us at once. And that led to some serious growth.
Oh, awesome. I'd love to hear, you know, just how that program impacted you, if you want to share something.
I mean, it was massive for us because, again, I think we were a little bit stuck at that point. And just to be able to get rid of some of the limiting beliefs about what we were capable of doing. And then there's a saying, I'm sure you've heard, the transformation is in the transaction. And so just spending the money to...
Yeah.
Both signed up, and we had two little kids that we were going to travel around the world with, an au pair at that time. So it was five of us traveling. We were committed to going to one event every month. Just the amount of money we were going to have to spend was a real like motivator for us to say, okay, like now we need to grow. And that's what we did.
Yeah, for sure. That's so interesting that I haven't actually heard that the transformation is in the transaction, but I do, you know, I do understand that it's when you make that big investment and then, you know, then you have to take it seriously and be like, well, you know, I paid this money.
Yeah. If you spend $1,000 versus 20 on something, you're going to show up a very different person.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. And what was it that made you want to sign up for the Platinum before you signed up?
It was community. It was having other entrepreneurs around us who were setting a higher standard for us. And Tony tells a really great story about Marines and how when people are in the Marines, they have this kind of high standard that they live up to because everyone around them is living to that high standard. And he talks to some Marine general who said a lot of times when people go back into the regular world, they totally drop all that and they're just chilling around with their friends who are doing nothing. And it's because the people around you don't have that high standard. So we wanted to go in and have people around us who had a high standard far above what we were setting for ourselves, who also had businesses and that kind of experience. At that point, our business, I didn't have any employees. I didn't have anything. Now I have, by the end of probably next month, I'll be up to 20 employees.
Wow.
Like it's totally different when you're around people who have that bigger vision and have that experience and can advise you too. Even over a breakfast table, you know, tell me about how you set up your payment structure for employees, right? Those kind of conversations are invaluable.
Yeah, for sure. That's amazing. Well, I love that. And I mean, I'm just curious if you could just give an overview of what you guys do today. I mean, I know you have a course, but how do you have 20 employees? What do they all do?
So we have 150 of our own units, and they're over three different states. So most of them in Washington state, but we just bought part of 160 unit in Las Vegas. And then we have a short-term rental down in Dallas. So we have short-term and long-term rentals. And some of our employees actually help Kenji. They are, you know, his assistant and things like that, and help with a real estate portfolio, but also work with semi-retired MD. And semi-retired MD, we have three courses. So each time we do a course, it's quite a bit of work because we actually have this, like our biggest course is Zero to Freedom. We actually have people go through it together. So it's 8 weeks and it's dripped out every week, and there's Q&As and there's a community where everyone's asking questions and doing homework and working on making progress. And the idea is people go from knowing nothing about real estate to being able to purchase their own property in 8 weeks. And some people do purchase during the course, like they get that much knowledge, are able to do that. And so the amount of work that goes into that does involve a huge network of our group. And then we have a membership site where people stay for a long time. So that's also got work. And then we have relationships with vendors and relationships with agents across the country. And so we need people to help with that. Mm-hmm. And so I actually have kind of four tiers. I have a kind of an outreach marketing group. I have an HR. I have an operations community experience group. And then I have a financial arm. So I got four arms of the business now. And yeah, needed that many people.
That's amazing. And just to put this into context, so when did you join Platinum? How long have you building this?
Good thing. So I joined Platinum. So I signed up in March of 2019 and I started in May of 2019. And just to give you a sense, our business made $1,000 in 2018 and our business is now a multi-million dollar business. And I attribute a lot of that to the Tony Robbins work.
Wow.
So yeah, so we hired our first employee in March of 2020.
Very amazing. Yeah, that's amazing. An amazing amount of growth. Very, very cool. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story, Letizia. And I'd love for you to share how the listeners can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Sure. We are at Semi-Retired MD. We teach courses mostly for physicians, but we have a lot of high-income professionals who come in, and then physicians also bring in their spouses. So it's a really eclectic group. And we also have a podcast called Doctors Building Wealth.
Awesome. Well, please, everyone, check out Laetitia and Kenji and learn what they're up to. I mean, clearly, they've got some amazing resources to help people build active portfolios and mindset as well. Thank you so much, Laetitia, for coming on the show. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com. For tons of free educational content to further your success.